Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Right. My short answer there was teacher, Moonchor, August Gwaelgor, Emery Gunlon in Mayo. She joins me now for more chats. Morning, Emer.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Majinwa. Is that how you say it? Majinwa. Am I right there?
Tánchiartagum.
Okay, so look, Seachtain na Gaeilge, right? And it's an interesting one in a lot of ways in Ireland, this relationship we have with our language. So what's your relationship one? I'm interested to explore how people get so interested and excited about Irish in the face of some people who just aren't. So talk to me about your relationship with Irish. Where did it come from?
Well, so I suppose I just really liked it in school. I loved it in primary school. I was shipped off to the Gaeltacht. No, that sounds bad. I went off to the Gaeltacht when I was 12 for the first time. Mum and Dad sent me off to Gaeltacht in West Clare. It's a little pocket of Gaeltacht that Cláiste Ony Curry was the name of it.
Right.
And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the Gaeltacht experience, Irish culture, the dance, the music, everything. And I loved it in secondary school. Really, really good teachers in secondary school. A woman from Roscommon and a man from the Aran Islands. And just their passion really, really stood to me.
Right, so you weren't kind of brought up in a Gaeilge house or anything like that. It was just that you loved it yourself.
No, I'm from Cratlow in County Clare.
Right.
It's beside Bunratty. It's a normal village. And I just ended up loving the language. It was just instilled in me from school and my Gaeltacht experiences, having such positive experiences with the language, with the sport, the friends, the fun, just how normal it was and how much fun it was.
And do you understand then when some people, and perhaps myself included, might feel a little bit like, you know, I studied Irish for 14 years, I studied Russian for 4 years, I'm fluent in Russian and I'm not fluent in Irish, and it kind of slightly annoys me. Is that okay to feel?
It is okay to feel, I suppose, and I think that's down to how it's taught in schools.
Mm.
And it's nothing to do with the teachers. I don't think, being a teacher myself now, to be honest, I don't think it's actually to do with the teachers.
Nor do I
think
yeah.
It's to do with the curriculum and how we have to teach to the exam.
Yeah. I've often felt that it feels a little bit like there's an assumption of a level of Irish. Like when you're in doing your Leaving Cert or your Junior Cert and you're learning poetry and prose and all these amazing things that Ireland, Irish is so rich in, but yet if you've plonked us down in, you know, the little Gaeltacht area you'd spoke about in Clare or in Connemara or the Aran Islands and said, go out there about your business, you know, rent a bike, go and order a coffee and sit down, do whatever, you might struggle to do that, but you're studying complex poetry.
Yeah, so I suppose they expect a certain level of Irish when you come into secondary school, and that's not there. It's very difficult to expect students to learn prose and poetry. They don't have to do that in their European language, in their French, German,
yeah,
Spanish, in their Russian. They don't have to do that. It's more colloquial, like more language skills based rather than prose and poetry. That's very, very heavy on the students. But that's the curriculum that we have.
Yeah.
Currently, there's Leaving Cert reform taking place. Like the Junior Cert reform has taken place. Junior Cert is gone. Junior Cycle is in. Leaving Cert reform is taking place at the minute. So watch this space. Things are changing.
Good. Well, I hope so, because I would love to think that after spending all those years, you know, learning the language, that people would come out with a bit more than perhaps some of us have now at this stage. But so you just absolutely, I loved your energy for it. Like you loved it, and then now you're teaching it. Are you teaching anything else as well?
Yeah, I teach Irish and geography. Mainly an Irish teacher, but I have junior geography in my school in St. Joseph's, Foxford as well.
I would say your students feel the way you felt about the two teachers you mentioned earlier on, that they are absolutely buzzing going into your class. You are infectious with your love for it.
Hopefully, yeah. I'd like to think so.
And do you find them reacting, you know, are they kind of positive about the language in a way that maybe they haven't been before?
Oh, well, definitely. You've got to mix the students always, and you've got to mix the calibre, but definitely, like, I love when I have a class and you just come out and you feel it just went so well.
Yeah.
And the students are like, they might just say thanks, miss, where they didn't say thanks, miss before.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get them bursting with enthusiasm all the time. They're teenagers, but, you know, yeah, where they might just say thanks, miss.
Yeah,
it's
that
fantastic.
Does make a difference, doesn't it? I know teachers have said
really
that to
does.
Me before, that the level of little comments that can go mean so much to teachers, in fairness. And
absolutely.
Then Seachtain na Gaeilge, I mean, you know, it's a great idea, and it's a great it's put into practice really well by a lot of organisations, I think. And
it is, yeah. Here in Mayo, there's an initiative called Ganowio, and they really promote Irish in all of the businesses and the towns around the county for Seacht na Gaeilge, but in general you see Irish around the place all the time.
That's good. Oh yeah, well it's that's the key to it, isn't it? It's the fact that it's supposed to be a living, breathing, you know, vibrant language that we see all around the place. We just sometimes see it on road signs and buses and kind of go, well, that's the extent of it, but it's not.
And
it should
be used.
You
kind of become immune to that then, when it's just there all the time. When you hear it, maybe someone saying Gurmahagut in the shop, it'll just resonate for you with you for the day, and you know it just might get you thinking, and you might say it the next time. And
Cillian Murphy in his Oscar speech, Gurmahagut, he said
exactly.
You know what a great way to sign off for an Irish fellow winning an Oscar. Well, Eimear, it's been amazing chatting to you, Oscar August Asperla, and thanks for kind of reminding me that I have a little bit more than I thought I did, which is always a good thing.
You absolutely do, and you know you need to trust yourself with it.
That's exactly it. I do it with other languages. Why not with Irish? You're absolutely right. Eimear, and am I pronouncing this right? Eimear Íchonnlán?
Íchonnlán.
Íchonnlán. Another fada in there, right? Eimear Íchonnlán, which is in English, just for the crack, Eimear O'Donnellan?
Eimear
Donnellan. Okay, brilliant. Well, listen, thanks a million, Gurmila Mahagat, for chatting today and exploring a little bit into the language. I think, yeah, it's important people kind of realise it is living and vibrant and alive, and use it every now and again, it wouldn't hurt. Eimear, thanks a million, Gurmila Mahagat.
Slán.
There you go. That's Eimear Íchonnlán there in Mayo. What do you think? Do you use anything? Like, you know, sometimes it just seems like, you know, it passes you by and you go through a long period of time and nothing happens and you don't use it at all. Then all of a sudden there's a bit of Gaeilge and you go, oh my God, I actually do know more than I think. What about this, right? What about if you can remember anything from school? Now, we all remember Ismála Muachta Roche, August Amul Ceadagam Dulgadi and Letters. So those aside, right, let's imagine that we've parked those ones. But is there anything else you can remember from school? Like, I always remember Tome ag Marciocht Fuintua ar Nos na Gaoithe, which I think is I'm riding in the countryside as fast as I can. I presume it was on a horse, Aaron Coppel. I can't remember. But anyway, that's the one I can remember. Send voice notes in on 087-4100-102, right? Of any Irish phrase you can remember from school. Niamh says, lovely to hear Gaeilge on the radio. I'd speak it, but I need someone else to speak it too. Just Slán and Dia Gwich for the moment, and we can build from there. We shouldn't be embarrassed to speak our own tongue because we'll get it wrong. It's a shame we need to remove. You're absolutely right. Build it with grass, says Niamh. Well, Niamh, here's an experience that Anne has had that might just get you going.
I have started to use a little bit, and honestly, I know more than I thought I did. And what's even better is people respond to me and they say the words that they know, and my Irish is very, very limited. So keep going and trust what you have.
Yeah, trust what you have is right. Couldn't agree more, Anne. Emma in Cork says, Dave, that lady speaking, that's Eimear. She's speaking so much sense. Seeing my three kids go through the Irish curriculum and being asked to look at prose, etc., but not being able to answer a simple conversational question in Oscar Gaeilge. It needs to change, and then our kids might love it. I hated Irish in school, but now I found a new love for it and wish the same for my kids. Gura Mahagat, says Emma in Cork. Yeah, fingers crossed that is what'll happen. And, you know, maybe people will. You know, the curriculum is always changing, but I suppose it does maybe seems like it needs some radical change, but fingers crossed. Someone else says, who is this? Yvonne in Galway says, I wish I had an Irish teacher like Eimear in secondary school. I loved it in primary and then the teacher ruined it for me in secondary. Yeah, that can happen sometimes as well. And then we got another voice message in. I was asking you if you had a little phrase that you could remember from school that you always loved saying. And we got this one in from Orla.
Dave, Orla on shot at Kildara. One of the best phrases that I remember from school in Irish when you're really excited about something. Tome air beat. Love it.
Tome air beat. Yes, I remember that as well. Wow, voice notes flying in left, right and centre on 087-4100-102. Very impressed with the amount of stuff everybody seems to be remembering from their days in school. Antoinette's been on.
One thing I remember from first year, our Irish teacher taught us the Serenity Prayer, and we used to have to say it every day in Irish class. So here goes.
One.
Aie, tordum suevnus, cung glocalesh na ruddy nac fadal amachru, mish na cunachru yein of normian galesh, agus keel cun and diffriach de hicshun.
Amen. Agus man, Colleen, that's brilliant. Hugh is on as well.
Dave, it's got to be togabogie. Take it easy. All the signs beckon West Kerry. Togabogie.
Togabogie is a good one, all right. Who else? Adele's been on. Adele remembers this one.
Morning, Dave. Love the show. Here's a proverb. Not an everyday one, but it's certainly a tongue twister. Na vakle mak an vaki, ak ni vaki mak an vaki lat. Don't bother the beggar man's son, and the beggar man's son won't bother you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much. You too. That's a real tongue twister. Siobhan was on too.
Yeah, hi Dave. So I'm on the pig's back, Tommy. I'm in the mucka.
Erwin Lamoka. Right, they're all fine in 087-4100-102. Brian says, Cafe on Scale in Talla Village is the only Irish-speaking cafe outside the Gaeltacht areas. Is that true? Is it the only one? Maybe it is. Well, that's brilliant. Ken says, Tá Sharon Ní Bheolán an Cailín Deasa, he says. And Jenny says, Dave, I'm English. I did 5 years in school here, but still can still recite every word of Ar Nathair prayer at the age of 37. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Dave, don't forget Bosco's tagline, Ooh, Fasak, says Tracy. Yeah, Barry reminded me of that as well. And Adele in Mayo says, my favourite Irish saying for me was, Ach, Gutobin. Ach, Gutobin. And Dorothy says, Elaine Tintan, Mar the Hintan fan. Lads, the spelling is outrageously bad, but it's great crack altogether. Claire was on too.
Hi, Dave. The phrase I always remember is, Neil Isigum. And it's funny because I didn't even do Irish. But all the kids used to say it.
Yeah, all the kids definitely said it, and probably what Collie was saying as well when Collie was doing his orals.
Dave, I remember doing my leaving cert, the oral exam, saying ní hÉigim to every question. I think it means I don't understand.
I think you're right. I think you know well what it means. Richie was on too.
I seem to remember a saying from it was a TV show that used to be on RTE or one of the Irish channels years ago when I was younger. There was puppets in it. I can't remember what the name of the show was.
Yeah.
But the Irish saying that I remember picking up from it was, Is far rid ma no joke yassav, which basically means a good run is better than a bad stand. So take what you want out of that. Thanks, Dave. See you.
Man, thanks a million, Richie. And Rachel's been on too.
Lenish gachurmuk discrud papir na triocha agus a keshtna a gawin lechid ah. God, the PTSD.
The PTSD.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.